今天读经是以赛亚书第三章第十八节到第二十四节。到那日，主必除掉他们华美的脚串、法网、月牙圈、耳环、手足、蒙脸的帕子、华冠、足链、华带、香盒、符囊、戒指、鼻环、吉服、外套、云肩、荷包、手巾、细麻衣、裹头巾、蒙身的帕子，必有臭烂代替馨香，绳子代替腰带，光秃代替美发，麻衣系腰代替华服，烙伤代替美容。
In that day, the Lord will snatch away their finery, the bangles and headbands and crescent necklaces, the earrings and bracelets and veils, the headdresses and anklets and sashes, the perfume bottles and charms, the signet rings and nose rings.The fine robes and the capes and cloaks, the purses and mirrors and the linen garments and tiaras and shawls. Instead of fragrance, there will be a stench. Instead of a sash, a rope. Instead of well-dressed hair, baldness. Instead of fine clothing, sackcloth. Instead of beauty, branding.
好，各位弟兄姐妹，愿你们平安。Stanley， 你过来，你不要离我那么远。今天是我们的一个今年的两个系列当中的一个哈，这个系列叫做《我们的问题，神的答案》。
Today we'll be starting a series called "Our Problem and God's Answer."
我们的一生当中会碰到很多各种各样不同的问题，因为我们每个人都活在不同的时代里面，有不同的想法。
In our lives, we'll encounter many problems that are very different from one another because we come from different generations and backgrounds.
如果我们刚刚去读，刚刚去思想我们刚刚 David 跟 Stanley 读过的这一段的圣经。
If we think about the verses that we just read,
我们可能会有一个很简单直接的印象。
We can have a very direct response.
就是。这里面有很多样东西。
There are many different meanings in this.
我们可能都要好好的去数一数这里到底有多少样东西。
We can count how many things are described here.
David 的中文很好啊，你看到他这么流利的把它读出来。
David's Chinese is very good.
脚串、发网、月牙圈、环、手镯、蒙脸的帕子，就是很多很多东西了。
Yeah, there's many things like earrings, bracelets, headdresses, etc.
可是你有没有发现，所有这些东西是可以集中在一个人身上的
？But all these things can be put on one person.
一个人，对，一个人，你可以同时出现。这个人出现的时候，他可以同时带着所有这东西出现在你面前。
Yeah, one person could have all of these things.
对吧？你可以带着脚上可以带个脚串，头上包个发网，然后脖子上戴个月牙圈。
You could have an anklet and a headdress and a necklace.
对，华带、香盒、戒指、鼻环，穿个吉服，带个外套，披个披肩，带个钱包。
Various rings and other clothing and wallets and whatnot.
所有东西你都可以，你都可以出现在一个人身上。
All of these things can be worn by one person.
可是你要问一个问题。
But we need to ask the question.
我们的人生是不是真的需要那么多东西
？Do we really need all those things in our life?
当你把所有这些东西都带在身上的时候，这些东西对你来说是祝福呢，还是累赘呢？
Once you have all these things on your body, are they giving you happiness or a burden?
好，所以这是我们今天要考虑的一个很重要的问题。希望大家可以先把这个问题放在脑子里。
This is a very important question that we must think about carefully.
今天我们的主题是消费主义。
Today our main topic is consumerism.
消费主义，我想用一个很简单的问题来作为开始。
We can ask a very simple question to begin.
如果你想要成为一个牛仔
，If you want to become a cowboy,
你需要做些什么
？What do you need to do?
打比方来说，今天David 说我要做一个牛仔了。我从今天开始，我不要去Stanford 那个Hoover 忽尔上班了，我就要做一个牛仔了。
Let's say if David suddenly decides to stop going to work at Stanford and wants to become a cowboy.
你觉得 David 首先要做的事情是什么？
What should David do first?
啊？什么？换衣服。这是真正的答案。说如果你要做牛仔的话，你先要干嘛？先要换衣服，要买什么呢？要买牛仔的衣服，对吧？OK， 还有吗？作为一个牛仔，最基本的需要应该是什么？要匹马。
A horse.
有人说要买个帽子，
Violet.
对吗？买一双靴子。还有吗？嗯？要不要皮带？这就是我们今天在消费主义的影响下面我们所受的影响啊，这东西我们自己都不知道。
This is the effects of consumerism on our minds.
买一匹马。
Buy a horse.
买一根皮带。
Buy a belt.
买一双靴子。戴一个帽子。
Wear a cowboy hat.
你就是牛仔了。
You have become a cowboy.
不是。你没有牛仔的技巧，你会骑马吗？你会骑马吗？你会套那个绳圈吗？你能够去抓小牛吗？你能够给马接生吗？所有这些东西都不会，但是我们有一个很简单，这就是消费主义。
This is consumerism.
这就是消费主义，消费主义告诉你说你想要做什么，你只要通过买就可以了。
Consumerism says, in order to achieve your goals, you just have to go buy it.
我们来看一个广告。
Let's look at an ad.
这些广告呢，给了我们比我们今天所有人的答案更简单的答案。
This advertisement gives us an even more simple answer than what we've said today.
这个是美国商业史上非常特别的一个广告的系列。
This is a very unique advertisement among companies.
这个是美国有一个很重要的一个很有名的一个香烟的品牌叫做万宝路。
There's a famous cigarette brand called Marlboro.
怎么样才能够让你去买它的香烟？怎么样才能够让你染上这种习惯？怎么样才能够让你觉得它是个好东西？
How are they trying to get you to buy their cigarettes and get addicted and think it's an awesome thing?
怎么样才能够让一个人觉得我抽一根万宝路的香烟，我觉得我可以引以为荣？
How can they make you feel that smoking a Marlboro cigarette makes you feel powerful?
那他就把这一包香烟跟一个形象紧紧的捆绑在一起。
They have tightly associated the smoking of their cigarettes with an idea.
我们如果看这样的广告，看20年、看30年的话，我们很容易会产生一个错觉：我拿出一包万宝路的香烟，放在嘴里面，点上。
If we watch 20 to 30 years of this advertisement, then we'll start having an illusion that if we smoke this cigarette and light it,
我就是一个牛仔。
Then we have become a cowboy.
我就有一颗狂野的心，我就是这么样一个怎么说呢？就是一个很狂野的人。
We have a wild heart. We become a wild person.
我们其实，在近30年、40年的时间里面，就是在这样一种环境里面，无数的电影、无数的电视、无数的广告，告诉我们我们应该去做些什么。
For 30, 40 years, movies and ads have told us what to do.
所以消费主义给我们产生一个很简单，产生一个错觉。
Consumerism has created an illusion, an incorrect illusion for us.
就是一切的事情都可以通过购买解决。
Everything can be solved by buying things.
那一切的身份呢，都可以通过购买而获取。
Any status or honor can be achieved by buying things.
以前的时候你要受人尊重是因为你做了什么。
In the past, your honor was determined by what you did.
对吧？你是一个了不起的英雄，你是一个很懂得自我牺牲的人，你很乐于助人。
For example, you might be a hero, or you might be a very helpful person, or very friendly.
那可是今天呢？你的身份可以通过你在纽约曼哈顿的高楼大厦里面买它一整层，你的身份就来了。
But nowadays, your identity and status can be achieved by buying a floor in a Manhattan skyscraper.
你开一辆价值20万、30万的车开出去的时候，这辆车一进到人群里面，你的身份就有。
You can achieve high status by buying a $200,000 or $300,000 car.
你买一个包，这个包值3万美元、4万美元，你背在身上，这个包什么时候挎在你的身上，你的身份什么时候就来。
Once you put the $30,000 or $40,000 bag on your shoulder, you have achieved high status.
然后一切的成就呢，都可以通过购买来表达。
Any achievement can be expressed through buying.
你是住在豪宅里面的人，你是开豪车的人，这表明你是一个有成就的人。
If you live in a mansion or drive a sports car, then you won't have achieved much.
所以你开什么样的车，就表明你有什么样的成就。
So your car represents your achievement.
对啊，你的衣服表明你有什么样的成就。
Your clothing represents you.
你的项链有几两重，表明你有多大的成就。
Your necklaces and jewelry also do this.
所以，如果我们给消费主义一个简单的一个定义的话呢
？If we define consumerism very simply,
消费主义就是一种毫无顾忌、毫无节制的消耗物质、财富和自然资源，并把消费看作是人生最高目的的一种观念、一种价值观。
Consumerism, it tells you to consume material goods and natural resources without hesitation or moderation, and it places consumption as the very purpose of your life.
你活着就是为了要能够去消费，然后消费可以体现你存在的价值。
Consumption can give you value for your life.
对，那所以我们要知道说这种观念起来它不是自古就有的。
This type of thinking has not always existed.
它是有它的时代背景，也有它的时间线的，它是一步一步推进。
This was developed over time.
我们只是稍微的回顾一下哈，因为时间的原因，我们只是稍微回顾一下整个的这个进程。
Because of time limits, let's just quickly review.
那消费主义的这个起源是在于工业革命。
The beginnings of this began in the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, yeah. 那工业革命的带来的最大的一个变化就是，我们原来制造商品是用人工，用这个体力。
In the past, we made products using manual labor.
那可是到了工业革命的时候，机器开始介入到人的生产制造的这个过程里。
In the Industrial Revolution, we started using machines and automatic processes.
那原来呢，我们制造东西是在自己的家庭里面，在这一个小小的小作坊里面。
We used to manufacture goods as individuals in our home workshops.
那工业革命所带来的影响就是，这个制造的场所就从家庭到了工厂。
With industrialization, we transition from these home workshops into factories.
对，原来只是几个人在做一个东西，但是到一个工厂的时候，它可以几万个人同时在做一样产品。
From just a few people creating goods to tens of thousands of people in a factory.
而且是用机器。
Plus with the use of machines.
所以呢，人类在很短的时间内就脱离了商品缺乏的这样一种状态。
Within a very short time, humanity has eliminated material scarcity.
这个变化是非常明显的。只要机器、只要工厂介入到生产的过程里面，我们很快就可以脱离物资缺乏的状态，商品缺乏的状态。
With the use of machinery and automation, we can quickly eliminate scarcity of goods.
对，中国大陆就是二十年不到二十年的时间就脱离了这个商品匮乏的这个时代。
In mainland China, scarcity has been eliminated in just 2 decades.
对，我们小的时候买什么东西都要凭票的，有粮票，有布票，有肉票，有各种各样的票，因为东西不够。
As a child in China, we used to have rationing tickets for everything, from clothing to food.
可是当这个制造业开始大力发展的时候，很快我们就脱离了这种不够的状态。
But with industrialization, we quickly remove these barriers to buy.
那可是问题就出现了。
Then a problem arose.
那就是原来是不够，现在呢是太多。
Before we had too little, now we have too much.
那我们的生活形态就从买不到转变到可以随便买。
We transform from not being able to buy anything to being able to buy anything.
啊，所以这是第一个阶段。
This is the first step.
那这个第一个阶段就是原来是卖的人觉得我没有关系，我东西都不够，你想买就买，不买就拉倒。
In the past, people didn't really care if you bought their products.
那可是到了后来生产力上来的时候，就东西太多了，堆满仓库了，我要想怎么样把它卖出去。
But as goods became into a surplus, then sellers wanted to get people to buy as much as they can.
所以第二个阶段就开始来了。
This started the second stage.
那这个阶段就是从顾客到消费者。
From a customer to a consumer.
我们从小的时候是被称作顾客的。
Since we were small, we have been considered as customers.
但现在我们被统一称为消费者。我们有没有注意到这些现象？就我们的称呼是不一样的。我们以前在中国的时候，顾客是上帝，对吧？现在没有了，没有这顾客这个称呼了，他叫消费者。
In the past, customer is king, but nowadays we don't hear that word very often. We hear consumer.
顾客是什么意思
？What does customer mean?
顾客意思说，我在这里等我的顾客来。顾客告诉我，我应该做什么，我应该怎么做。
When the customer comes in, they tell us what to do and how to act.
那消费者是什么意思呢
？What does consumer mean?
消费者的意思就是说，我来告诉你，你要怎么样做。
In consumers, we tell them what to do.
所以如果你被称为顾客的话，那这些商家要在意的这个环节是在前面的前半部分的，我要想怎么样去制，我要想怎么样去制造，怎么样去保证它的质量。
When you treat people as customers, you think about the front end of the process, including how you manufacture the goods and how to preserve their quality.
可如果你是一个消费者
，But if you treat people as consumers,
那么我所要关注的东西就会不一样。我要关注的东西是我要想。这些我所造出来的东西怎么样快速的被消耗、被替代、被丢弃
？Then you will be caring more about how to get people to quickly consume and replace and throw away their items.
当我想要去面对一个顾客的时候，我的想法是我怎么样能够让我的产品在他手里面用得久。
When you treat people as customers, you want people to use things for a long time.
当我面对一个消费者的时候，我的重点是我要想这个东西怎么样能够被他用得快，怎么样下次他再来买。
But treating people as consumers, you want them to use things quickly and to buy things very soon.
我这是完全不一样的立场。
This is a completely different perspective.
我希望大家可以思考几个问题。
Think about a couple problems.
而到2022年的时候，一直到今天为止，还有相当部分的手机厂商，他在生产的这个手机的时候，他只提供最基本的16个G 的这个内存。
Think about the cell phones that today still only have the most basic level storage of 16 gigabytes.
那他在造这个手机的时候，他很清楚知道说，你这手机拿到手上不到几个月， 他就会不够用的。
And I'm not sure knows that after a few months, the storage won't be enough.
可是他为什么还要去造呢？
Then why do they still make these hooks?
那目的是什么呢？
What is their purpose?
我很欣赏 Stanley 哈，因为他是我很少见的一个可以用手机用的比我时间还久的人。
The pastor is impressed that I can use phones longer than he does.
Yeah. 他刚刚才换了手机吧？
Yeah, I just changed my cell phone.
你那手机用了多少年？
I use my phone for six years.
Six years. 我是2017年买的手机，所以我到今天我用了五年。那如果你问我说，詹姆斯，你现在要换手机的原因是什么？
If we ask Pastor, what is the purpose of switching your phone?
我的手机所有一切功能都很好。
All of the functionality in my phone is perfect and great.
但是我有内存不够用。
But my storage is not enough.
我的内存是64个 G。
The storage is 64 gigabytes.
也就是说，我如果接下来要换手机的话，不是因为我这个手机不能够被我使用，而是我被逼的不得不换手机，因为它不能够让我再好好的。
It's not that the phone doesn't work anymore, but he's been forced to transition because there's not enough storage.
灯泡的行业哈，我们今天去做这个灯泡，做教堂里这些灯泡。
All of these light bulbs here in this church.
从今天的制造的工艺来说呢，灯泡它完全可以做到每一只灯泡可以至少亮2500个小时。
Most light bulbs have a minimum lifetime of 2,500 hours.
但在今天2022年，我们这个灯泡的这个使用的时间的标准在不断的降低，注意不断的降低，不在不断的提升。
But today in 2022, the lifetime standard for light bulbs has been decreasing.
灯泡产业的厂商要刻意的把灯泡做到大概只能够让你用1000个小时。
Nowadays, you can only really use light bulbs for 1000 hours.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为如果我的灯泡可以用到5000个小时，那我这个公司要破产嘛。所以你最好是越快换越好。
If you can use a light bulb for 5000 hours, then won't the company go bankrupt?
这十几年之间，全球首富的排行榜上有一个行业上来的人非常的快。
In all the clothing brands today, there's a type that has.
那就是说，全球的这个最有钱的人那个排行榜里面，有一种人有一个行业的人上来的非常的快。
Globally among the richest people, there's been a very rapid rise in a particular type of business person.
那就是快速消费行业里的服装制造业。
That is rapid consumption.
对，有两个牌子大家可能都听过的。
You may have heard of two brands.
一个叫做 Zara, Z-A-R-A.
Z-A-R-A, Zara.
对，一个叫做 H-M, H-N-M.
And H&M.
他们的行业叫做快消行业，所谓的快速消费的行业。
These are known as fast consumption.
他们不在意质量是什么。
They don't care about quality.
他们也不在意什么是用什么材料做的。
They don't care about materials.
他们最在意的一件事情是说，我怎么样能够永远给你最新的东西，然后你能够快速把它消费掉。
What they care about is giving you the newest and latest.
所以快消的意思就是快速消费、快速更新、快速丢弃。
The meaning of fast consumption is fast consumption and fast replacement and fast discarding.
为什么？因为我们是消费者。
Because we are consumers.
好，第三个阶段。
Number three.
那他给你东西让你快速丢弃，东西已经做得不够牢靠了，可是东西还是多，怎么办？
What do we do when we have a surplus of poorly made goods?
就是我已经你我们已经很快丢东西了，可是那些生产厂商制造的东西比我们丢的还要更加的快。
If we produce things faster, then we can throw them away.
那怎么办呢？
And what do we do?
那我就想把东西，我就算把东西造得再不好，可是它还是可以用，用半年又一年，那怎么办呢？
If we make them as poorly as we can, and yet people are still using them for half a year or a year.
那商人们或者商家们就需要进到第三个阶段，他们要从制造商品到制造欲望。
Then they have to enter the third stage of consumerism, from creating goods to creating desire.
对，你不想买。
You don't want to buy.
我就没有办法。
Then I have no recourse.
所以我要想各种各样的办法告诉你，你应该买。
Then I need to think of ways to get you to buy.
我要把你那一个想要购买的欲望制造出来。
They need to create a desire to buy.
没有任何一种，没有任何一件事情比制造你的欲望更重要。
There's nothing more important than creating desire.
我们今天在自己脑海里面觉得自己我需要什么，我需要什么，我需要什么，这些当中很大一部分是被制造出来。
The constant thinking in our head of what do we want, what do we want, what do we want has been created in our minds.
你需要一个月牙圈吗？
Do I need a crescent shape?
你需要吗？你不需要。
You don't need it.
可是有人告诉你你需要。
But someone has told you you do.
你有十个好朋友，九个就都带了月牙圈，你就告诉自己说我很需要这个东西。
If 9 out of 10 of your friends are wearing it, then you tell yourself you also need it.
那你需要那个脚环吗？脚串就是戴在脚上的那个装饰品。
Do you need the anklet?
你不需要。
You don't need it.
可是如果今天所有的这个世界的潮流都把这个当作是美的一个表现形式，那你的欲望就被制造出来。
But if that fashion trend has been created in this world, then you will want it.
那所以今天我们活在一个被制造欲望的这样的一个状态里面。
So today we live in an environment that is constantly creating desires.
那这些商家们最重要的工作就是要通过不断各种各样的途径和方式激发你的欲望。
Business people are constantly creating, finding new ways to create desire.
对。让你能够不断的去买，不断的去消费，所以这就是我们所说的买买买的时代。
So to constantly like buy new things, and this is now the buy 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 age.
那这些观念是怎么样影响我们？是怎么样进到我们的大脑里面？我们为什么会这样去想
？How has this affected us? Why is it?
所以它有很多影响我们的路径哈，我们是需要去注意的。
There are many methods that it uses to enter our minds.
第一
，Number one，
它通过各种各样的方式来告诉你，你可以鼓励你通过购买体现你的身份、你的地位，然后通过购买来实现梦想。
It encourages you to use buying to achieve your identity, status, and to achieve your dreams.
在整个人的历史上，我们的身份、我们的地位是需要时间去积淀，是需要时间去积累的。
In human history, identity and status were created over time.
也就是说，当你拥有某一个身份，不是因为某一个突发性的一个事件，而是因为你在过往的时间里面都做了些什么，都成就了些什么。
It was not because of a sudden trend, but.Because of what you have done and accumulated in the past.
消费主义提供了一个高速公路，一个快速的一个通道。
Let's say the highway has created a new.
那就是说，你的身份、你的地位，只要通过购买商品就可以了。
Then you can just use buying to achieve.
那梦想就是更高的一样东西了。
Dreams are a higher level thing.
可是消费主义它可以把这事情变得非常的简单。
But consumerism can make it very simple.
那就是你只要买，你就可以了。
You just have to buy it to achieve it.
所以我们可以常常听到这样的一个广告词，这样的一些广告词。
You can always see these types of advertisements.
这个就是你梦想的房屋。
This is your dream house.
这个就是你梦想的车子。
This is your dream car.
这个就是你梦想的度假地。
This is your dream vacation home.
对，那我们会发现说，我们现在连我们的梦想都是别人告诉我们的，说哦，这个应该是你的梦，这个应该是你的梦，这个应该是你要去的地方。
This is they're telling you that this is your dream, this is your dream, and this is where you want to.
所以在这种鼓励下面呢，我们很容易就会从追逐梦想转变为我追逐某一个名牌的衣服，我追逐某一辆豪华的车子，我追逐某一个很大的房子。
In this environment, we transform from chasing our dreams into chasing the best clothing, cars, and houses.
我们会从我想要做怎么样的一个人被转化为我想成为一个可以穿什么牌子衣服的人。
Instead of thinking what kind of person we want to become, we think about what type of clothing we want to wear.
我们会被转变，被从一个我想要做些什么事情的这样的一个人被转化为我想要买些什么的这样的一种人。
Instead of what types of things we want to do,We think about what do we want to buy.
那这就是第一个方式。
This is the first method.
那第二个呢？第二个常用的方式呢，就是消费主义会把商品它不曾有也从来没有的这些品质呢，加在这些商品身上。
The second commonly encountered method is that.Consumerism will create values in material goods that they don't inherently have.
看一个广告。
Let's watch another ad.
有意思哈，这个是一个香水的广告。
This is a perfume ad.
它告诉你什么事情呢？
What does it tell us?
它有没有叫你去健身？你有没有看到它的肌肉？
Does it tell you to work out to get those muscles?
有没有教你去游泳呢？
Is it telling you to go swim?
那他给他取了名字叫做香水，叫做英雄，对吧？
The name is called Hero.
你也看见这个人，很英俊，很潇洒，身材很标准。
This person is very buff and heroic.
我仍然觉得说，我想要成为像他这样的人。
We want to become that type of person.
途径是什么呢？
What is the premise?
他有叫你去健身吗？
Is it telling you to work out?
他有叫你去学游泳吗？
Is it telling you to learn how to swim?
他最后突然之间把这个重点跳到说，你应该去买我的香水。
At the very end, the important thing is just telling you to buy their perfume.
他要让你产生一个感觉，一个错觉，觉得说，我这个拿一个香水瓶，喷两下。我就成为他那样的人。
They create the illusion or misconception that if you just spray the perfume on yourself, you'll turn into that person.
我告诉你，这世界上绝大部分的香水都是同样的套路。
Most of the perfumes are the same.
Okay. 善良、温柔、乐于助人是一种品质。
Kindness, gentleness, and helpfulness are internal traits.
它是人的品质。
They are human traits.
这个人的品质不在乎你穿什么衣服，你住什么房子，你有什么样的学历，你赚多少钱。
They don't care about what house you live in or what your degree is or how much money you make.
但是消费主义要做的一件事情就是，他要告诉你说，你开上了某一个牌子的车子。那你就是这样的人。
But consumerism tells us that if we drive the right type of car, then we will become that kind of.
可是这是车子不具备的本质。
But cars don't have this inherent.
没有任何一辆车有这个本质，说我这车里面有善良、有温柔、有乐于助人。
No car has goodness or gentleness or helpfulness.
看看广告。好，注意广告词哈。为了你和你在乎的一切。
For you and everything you care about.
你应该干什么？
What should you do?
啊？买奔驰 S Class.
Buy a Mercedes S Class.
一辆车子最重要的本质是什么？现在广告里面不会说的。
What is the most important thing about cars? Ads won't tell you.
很少会有车子再跟你讲说我们的车子是多么的安全，我们经过什么样的测试，我们有多少的马力，我们的刹车距离是多少。
Advertisements will rarely tell you how safe the car is, what testing it's been through, its horsepower or its braking distance.
那现在广告就是告诉你说，你开上这辆的车子，你就是这样的人。
That tells you if you drive this car, you become this type of person.
哦，你开上这辆车，你只要买一样的车，你就是跟费德勒开一样车子的人。
If you drive the same car as Roger Federer, you become him.
你就是世界冠军这个 level 的人。
You are at his level, the world champion.
这是广告告诉你。
This is what ads tell us.
再看一个。
Another one.
豪情哈，豪情是一个中国人的一个词哈。这同样是一个万宝路的这个香烟。那他们找了谁来拍呢？找了中国很有名的导演叫做张艺谋。
This advertisement has got a famous director named Zhang Yimou.
那请他来拍万宝路的香烟的广告。
They had him direct a Marlboro cigarette.
要让你中国人去买。
To get Chinese people to buy them.
这个广告要怎么做呢？
How should they make the advertisement?
怎么样才能够激发你买的欲望呢？
How can they create the desire to buy?
看一下，注意哈，这是万宝路哈，新春新谷，豪情传万里哈。
这是 Marlboro。
那他要造成什么样的印象
？What kind of impression are they trying to make？
他就是要告诉你说，中国人也应该抽万宝路。
Chinese people should also smoke Marlboros。
那你一抽就豪情传万里了。
Once you smoke it, you become very brave.
你看到他用了很多的意象哈，就告诉我们，比如说王宫就让你觉得有尊贵哈，那这些传统的乐器就让你觉得啊，中国人这些传统东西跟这个万宝路是相关的。
The palace creates a sense of luxury, and the traditional Chinese instruments.Tie the cigarettes to Chinese culture.
所有这些东西都是要让你产生一个印象，产生一个感觉，让你觉得说它是一个好东西。
These things create a feeling, an impression that this is a good thing.
再看一个，这个更有意思的一个广告。
Another more interesting one.
可乐。
Coke.
我问大家，如果你是一个运动员。
If you are an athlete,
你会不会喝可乐？
Will you drink Coke?
如果你是一个教练，
If you're a coach,
你会不会让你的队员去喝可乐？
Will you let your teammates and athletes drink Coke?
你从你的所有脑海里面去思考，是去思索你所见过的任何一个队伍去夺取冠军的时候，有没有哪个冠军是大家围在一起喝可乐的？
Can you think of any world champion who drinks Coke?
然后在庆祝的时候喝可乐来作为庆祝。
And to celebrate, and champions who celebrate by drinking Coke.
这是你一辈子都不会见到的场面，但是在广告里他会告诉你。
You'll never see this type of scene in real life, but it will show up in an ad.
你绝对不会在任何一个足球场上，在任何一个专业运动员的人生场合里面看到他们进球以后拿一杯可乐去喝。
You'll never see in a real life soccer field people drinking Coke or Pepsi to celebrate the goal.
这就是今天消费主义常用的伎俩，他把一样东西所不具备的品质放在某一样东西上面。
This is a common method of consumerism to attach a specific value to an object that it doesn't inherently possess.
可是呢，我们被愚弄，我们被洗脑到一个地步呢，我们却看不出这么明显的破绽。
But we have been brainwashed, so we are completely oblivious to such deception.
我们在跟着他们的 教导跟着他们的引导在做决定去购买去消费。
We are following their lead to buy things and to consume.
第三
Number three.
制造物质等于幸福的幻觉。
Creating the illusion that materialism equals happiness.
几个简单的问题大家可以先思考一下。
Let's first think about a few simple questions.
就在中国大陆买房的这个客户当中男性多还是女性多？
In China, are there more home buyers who are men or women?
这没有任何这个性别上的问题，只是纯粹从数据上来说啊，从文化上来说，这个是男性多还是女性多？
A simple question of whether there's more men or more women buying homes.
OK, 那第二个概念，第二个问题是说，为什么在绝大部分的房产的海报上出现的是女性？
Why are almost all of the real estate posters, why do they have women on them?
第三，为什么海报上要出现小孩子？
Why do real estate posters have children on them?
因为小孩子根本不是买房子的主体，对吧？你不会有小孩子去买房子。
The main audience for these posters are not children, they don't buy homes.
所以放上小孩子不是给小孩子看的，一定是给你看的，给你这个买房子的人看。
The purpose for putting children there is not to attract children, but to attract you.
这是我们常见的常常会遇到的这个房地产的广告的海报。
This is a common scene ad poster for real estate.
好，有花哈，有高楼哈，有一个漂亮的女性在这里。
There's flowers, skyscrapers, and a beautiful woman.
这里风景独好，我只与你分享。
The scene, landscape here is so beautiful. I want to share with you.
这个我大概率是指他。
The I here is probably referring to this woman.
对吧？我只与你分享，这大概率是指这个女性。有孩子，对吧？有孩子，有女性。
There's children and there's a woman.
我们曾经讲过说，绝大部分的客户里面呢是男性。
Statistically speaking, there's more men among home buyers in China.
而且呢，大部分还是没有结婚的男性。
Moreover, most of these men have not married.
所以呢，这个海报上一定要有女性，也一定要有孩子，就告诉你说，你买了房子呢，老婆就有了，孩子也有了。
So this ad is saying, If you have a home, then you'll have a wife, and then you'll have a family.
Okay, 如果你把它变成一个男的
If you change this to a man.
然后说这里风景多好，我只与你分享。
The scene here is so beautiful. I want to share.
换成是我也不会去买呀。我跟你分享什么呀
？I won't want to buy. What do I need to share?
对吧？对不对？这些我们一定要知道说。有人在研究我们的心理，有人在研究我们的这个想法，而且他们想要控制我们的心理，而且他们想要控制我们的想法。
There's people doing intensive research on our desires, and they want to control and shape these desires.
所有这些都是有原因的，你不要觉得说，就是要画一个女性在上面，它是有它的原因的。
These are not arbitrary choices. It's very purposeful that they put a woman.
他要给你制造一个幻觉，这个幻觉就是说，只要你买了，所有这些东西就都有了。
They want to create an illusion that if you just buy these things, then you'll have everything you want.
可是事实是什么呢
？But what is reality?
事实是在这些房子里面，可能住着许许多多的孤家寡人。
In reality, there's many people living in these homes who are single or familyless.
那在这里面住着许许多多痛苦的人们。
There's many people living in these homes who are suffering.
这是事实。
That's the truth.
可是海报不会告诉你，海报就给你提供这样一种幻觉，告诉你说，你有烦恼吗？你结不了婚吗？你没有孩子吗？买房就好了。
But the ad will never tell you these things. They'll just say, "Do you have problems? Do you need a family? Just buy these things, and you'll solve all your problems."
Okay. 最后我们来看神的答案是什么。
Lastly, let's see what God's answer is.
第一
，Number one，
上帝要我们确认我们自己本身所具备的价值。
We need to affirm our own value and worth.
就是注意哈，我们自己的价值。
Emphasizing our own personal value.
就是你被扒光了所有这一切之后。你没有房子了，你没有车子了，你没有衣服了，你什么都没有了，你的价值在哪里？
Even if you're stripped of everything you have, your home, your car, everything you own, what is your value?
圣经其实一再的去告诉我们，我们在神眼中的价值是因为我们自己，而不是因为我们拥有什么。
God has said repeatedlyour value comes not from what we own, but from our internal self-worth.
在这段圣经里面说，上帝在旷野、荒凉、野兽之地看见了他，就是看见了以色列人呢。说上帝就环绕他、看顾他、保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳仁一样。
God looked upon the Israelites and found them in the desert.And he shielded them and cared for them and guarded them.
神爱的是这个人，神爱的不是这个人身上的东西。
God loves the person, not what the person has.
我们自己有价值。
We have worth.
我们在神眼中也有价值。
In God's eyes, we have worth.
我们的价值并不是由我们穿什么、住在哪里决定的。我们的价值是因为我。
Our worth does not come from what we wear or what we own. It comes from ourselves.
所以我们必须要有一个很明确的一个概念，就是我们的生命除了所有这些外在的东西之外，我们仍然是贵重的。我们的贵重不是由外在决定的，是由我们自己来决定的。
Our worth is not determined by external means, but even if we don't have any of these things, we are still precious and important.
所以不要把这个主次颠倒了，不要觉得说我穿上什么我才是贵重的，这是一个非常错误的一个观念。
Do not mix these things up. Their clothing does not determine your value.
神爱我们不是因为我们穿什么，我们吃什么，我们住在哪里。
God does not love us for what we eat or what we wear or where we live.
神爱我们是因为我们是他眼中所爱的人。
God loves us because we are worthy, we are people who are worthy of love.
同样的一件事情，如果今天有人爱上你是因为你用什么手机，你开什么车子，你开什么样的房，你住什么样的房子。
If there's someone who loves you because of what phone you have, or what house you live in, or what clothes you wear,
这样的爱是没有价值的。
This love is fake.
这样的爱是没有不你就是不会让你觉得满足的。
This love will not satisfy.
所以这是神给我们的第一个答案，就是我们要住在的是内在价值，而不是外在价值。
So God is saying we need to rely on our internal worth, not our external.
第二个
，Number two，
问自己需要什么，而不是想要什么。
Ask what you need, not what you want.
马大兵第六章这段圣经里面常常被我们错误的解释。
Matthew, this verse from Matthew is often misinterpreted.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，因为这些都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这些东西，你们的天父是知道的。
So do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
我们注意一件事情哈。
Let's pay attention to something here.
当耶稣去讲这句话的时候，耶稣表达的情况并不是有没有的吃。
When God said these things, he was not referring to, do we have anything to eat?
耶稣所说的是吃什么。
Jesus is saying,What should we eat or what shall we eat?
Stanley, 我们今天中午吃什么？
Then what should we eat for lunch today?
当我问这个问题的时候，我们是不是没东西吃？
When the pastor asked this, is it because we don't have anything to eat?
我们不是没有东西吃，我们是有太多的选择，我不知道该吃什么。
It's not the lack of food, but rather the excess of food.
我应该去吃披萨吗？我应该去吃拉面吗？我应该去吃汉堡包吗？
Should we eat pizza or ramen or hamburgers?
他不是说有没有的吃，他是说吃什么。
It's not saying, is there anything to eat?
所以这是两件事情啊，吃什么与有没有的吃是两件事情。那其他的也是一样，穿什么不是说有没有的穿，而是说我穿哪一件。
Yeah, so it's not talking about if we have anything to eat or to wear, but what should we eat or wear?
我们姐妹们有时候很烦恼的，就对不对？我们在衣柜面前站半个小时，我们在想的问题不是说我有没有的穿，而是说我穿什么呢？
When we stand in front of our wardrobes full of clothes, we're not thinking, is there anything to wear, but what should we choose to wear?
所以他不是在表达一种说我今天没有东西吃了，没有东西吃了，我都不能够向上帝求吗？
So this verse is not saying that we don't have anything to eat, let's beg.
我们没有东西，我们当然要向上帝求啊！我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。耶稣说：“你可以求。”这句话的问题不是说我要不要吃，要不要吃，而是说吃什么。
God is not saying we cannot beg Him for food when we're starving. This is saying, this is referring to our choices.
要不要吃是我们的需用的，我们需要的。吃什么是我们想要的。
Is there anything to eat is referring to our needs, but what should we eat is referring to our desires.
需要是我们最底层的逻辑，就最基本的这个逻辑。
Needs are the most basic level.
可是我们很多时候不是活在这个逻辑里面，不是活在这个想法里面，我们是活在想要这个层次里。
But usually we're not living in that.Basic state. We're living in the state of our desires at once.
我们想要很多东西。
We want many things.
但是我们并不需要很多东西。
But we don't need many things.
我们在座的每一位，我们都很想要某些东西。
All of us here want many things.
可是我想问大家，你是不是真的需要这个东西？
But do we really need them?
我想要买一辆新车。
I want to buy a new car.
我做了很多的研究。
I've done much research.
我后来我比较喜欢的一辆车是Toyota 的 4Runner.
The car I really like is the Toyota 4Runner.
车子很高很大。
It's a very big and tall car.
然后 4x4.
And
四驱的。就你开什么路上都可以的。
You can go off road, any road.
我看了很多的 video.
I watch many videos.
看怎么样去比较，哪一个更好。
How to compare different models.
可是有一天我突然之间想到一个问题。
But the other day I suddenly thought of a question.
这个问题是我已经在花了很多时间在这件事情上之后我才开始问的一个问题。
It was only after many hours of research that I thought of this question.
我突然问了自己一个问题，说：“哎，我需要这辆车。”
I asked, "Do I need this car?"
我问了一个我其实老早就应该问的一个问题，那就是我需要这辆车。
I asked the question I should have asked a long time ago: Is what did I need this car?
这个问题应该是我在想要买车的第一个时间我要想到的第一个问题，可是这个问题在很久之后才出现。
It should have been the first question I asked, but it only occurred to me much later.
我好好再去想一想，我想我一年当中，我不是那么一个狂野的人。
I thought back to myself and my.I'm not that crazy.
我一年当中去越野，大概顶多也就三四个小时。三四个小时。
Yeah, only three or four hours.
就是我会在什么时候用到它的 4x4 的功能
When will I be able to use the 4x4 capability of the car?
我这辆车上到底可以应该住平常一年当中到底会有多少时间我可以用到它所有的这些功能？
In a year, how many times will I be able to use that function?
我明白一件事情，我想要这辆车。
I understood that I wanted this car.
但是我不需要这辆车。
But that I didn't need it.
所以我鼓励大家哈，如果当你去买一样东西的时候，你先问这个问题：我需要吗
？So I encourage you all to ask, do I need this thing?
你问完以后，你大概你的主意都会改变。
If you ask this, your perspective will shift.
想要跟需要是两件事情。
Want and need are different.
消费主义就是要让你去关注什么是你想要的，而让你忘了。什么是你需要？
Consumerism wants you to focus on what you want and forget what you need.
消费主义要你每天在问的问题就是：我要吃什么？我要喝什么？我要穿什么？
Consumerism wants you to ask, what should I eat? What should I wear? What should I buy?
Yeah. 好，第三，提高追求的层次。
Number three, let's elevate our pursuits.
提摩太前书第六章第六到第八节说：然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力的，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。
1 Timothy 6:6-8 says, But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
人的追求是分层次和境界的哈。
Humanity's pursuits are divided into different levels.
可是这个追求跟境界是需要不断的提升的。
But these pursuits need to be continuously improved and elevated.
中国有一首诗说，世间好物不坚牢，彩云易散琉璃脆。
There's a Chinese saying that says,The good things of this earth are not solid or reliable. Colorful clouds are easy to disperse, and glass is brittle.
也就是说，这世界上很多你认为很好的东西，它并没有像我们所想的那么稳固。
Many of the things we hold dear and think are precious are not really that strong or reliable.
彩云很漂亮。
Colorful clouds are beautiful.
一阵风就吹散。
But will be dispersed by a small breeze.
琉璃很艳丽，很美丽。
Grass. Grass is very beautiful.
但是它是很脆的。
But it's very fragile.
那从圣经的角度上来说，它告诉我们，这世上所有一切可以消费的，其实都是脆弱的。
The Bible tells us that everything that can be consumed is fragile.
我们没有带什么东西到这世上来，也不能带什么去。
We brought nothing into this earth, and we can take nothing out of it.
有衣有食是我们的需要。有衣有食是我们的需要。
We need clothes and food and that's.
这就够了。
This is enough for us.
那所以如果我们今天仍然停留在这个物质的这个层面的话，也就是告诉我们说，所有我们今天买到的一切东西，不管它怎么样贵，它怎么样豪华，都是会消散。
Doesn't matter what we buy, no matter how expensive or luxurious it is, it will disappear.
而且不能够提升我们在神面前的价值。
And it cannot replace our worth before God.
最后，我们回到我们起先 David 跟 Stanley 读的这段圣经。
Let's return to the verse we began.
我想大家注意这一个关键词。
Let's pay attention to this phrase.
先知提到的一个是价值重新评估的日子。先知提到了一个价值重新评估 revalue.
On that day, God will reevaluate everything we hold dear.
对，就是上帝说，先知说，哎，你要注意哈，你们今天所追求的所有这些东西哈，华美的脚串、发网、月牙圈、耳环、手镯、蒙脸的帕子，所有这一切的一切一切， 你花了很多的时间，花了很多的精力去追求，去收集的东西，会到那日。
Everything that we pursue and is describing this verse, from the jewelry and the clothing and the luxury items, will be revalued on that day.
什么呢？必有臭烂代替馨香，绳子代替腰带，光秃代替美发，麻衣系腰，细腰代替华服，烙伤代替美容。
Instead of fragrance, stench. Instead of a sash, a robe. Instead of well-dressed hair, coldness. Instead of fine clothing, sackcloth. Instead of meat, fire clothing.
人生很可怕的一件事情。
A very scary thing in our lives.
那就是有一天，如果我们被扒掉一切的时候，突然发现自己拥有的是一个丑陋的灵魂，那个是我们人生当中非常可怕的一件事情。
If we've been stripped of everything we own and have, and we find an ugly soul, that is the most scary thing we can face.
有一天我们所有人都要站在神的面前。
We will all be faced with the Lord in the end.
那一天我们所有人都是赤露敞开的，没有隐藏。
There is nothing to hide ourselves behind.
神判断我们，不是因为我们有戒指、有鼻环、有华服。
God judges us not because we have jewelry or luxury items.
神评判我们，是因为我们是怎么样的一个人。
God judges us based on who we are.
所以有衣有食就当知足。有衣有食就当知足。
If we have clothing and food, then we should be content.
然后关注自己需要什么，而不要每天只在乎自己想要什么。
Focus on what we need and not what we always want.
让我们在这样一个消费的时代能够保持清醒。
So that we can maintain our sanity in this age of consumerism.
然后能够做正确的决定。
And to make the right choices.
Okay, 愿神祝福他的话语。Amen.